Moving on to chatting with Zeke. Zeke.
Howdy.
I like our alternate nickname for you. It gets stuck on me.
It's my alternate art whatever.
And I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Yes, which one? My alternate art grump or something like that.
Ooh, it's a grump. I thought it was going to be an appreciation.
No, it's there. It's yes, there was the street fair, but because I live in the middle of the street fair, I do my best to avoid it. And this year I was unsuccessful, and as a consequence of being unsuccessful, I just got very, very grumpy. And then on top of it, I decided, because do you remember about 3 weeks ago or so, they did this thing called Bomb the Main? Obviously not.
Crickets chirping. Well, you have to put perspective in it.
They're the Angus Yard guys, the ones who who are going to be taking over the west side of Saint Laurent below St. Catherine Street and replacing it with a shopping center. They came up with this thing about a month ago because they had successfully moved the pool room and convinced the city that they should...
I recall now. Mm-hmm. It took me a while to register.
And they successfully convinced the city to basically just kick out Cafe Cleopatra. Mm-hmm. And then they decided that, all these boarded up stores and stuff like that. Well, they try and get their money and they get their organization together and get their plans for their shopping center and so on and so forth. What can we do so as to make this look pretty, look cool, look hip, look like we know what we're doing, look like we're involved with the community and stuff like that. So they came up with something called Bomb the Main, which is, on the face of it, it's a sort of thing where, bomb is a graffiti term. However, it is also a large, aggressive thing of how you're going to demolish and obliterate large standing buildings. And so it's a sort of thing where I find it actually quite interesting how the duality, that sort of jeu de mots, play on words, you will, in that the Angus Yards are going to be bombing the Main, or doing the equivalent of bombing the Main. And so, I had gone down to go check that out because I wanted to try and avoid the street fair, and you had gone and seen the street fair, and because you don't live in the middle of the street fair,
live in the middle of it.
No.
I don't live too far away.
Now, I know. It's quite convenient. It's quite convenient to you. And so
I did see some graffiti artists, though. Yes, so this is why I'm.
You appreciate them, the whatchamacallit street fair and so on, and all those cheap underwear and socks and sunglasses.
Well, I didn't get any of those. However, I like the vibe of people, because people of all sorts of different backgrounds come out and just on the street.
Everybody has this insane need for cheap underwear, socks, and sunglasses. I don't know what it is.
I'm not saying about that. I'm talking about more about the. Because I was surprised to see graffiti artists and tattoo artists.
$3 mangoes.
Oh, I didn't get any $3 mangoes.
They're $3 mangoes and $2 ears of corns. It's amazing the markup they put up on stuff like that. I can remember when the sandwiches that they would do were, $3.50? And now they're $5.50. That's just absolutely ridiculous.
However,
but anyhow.
We can go back to, art.
And then, if you want, I can get off on a tangent and stuff like that.
No.
Did you see have you seen the blowjob store?
No, I did not see that.
You have not seen the blowjob?
No,
okay,
I missed that.
Next time you were at Leica, look across the street. You can't miss it.
Oh, yes, they closed the oxygen bar.
Yes, they closed the oxygen bar and turned it into a blowjob store.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do
For people who have no idea what I'm talking about, it's there. You've seen the posters for the Rocky Horror Show, because everybody who listens to CKUT has heard. The reason that I'm going off about this is I am actually appalled, really, really pissed off and annoyed that there is a blowjob store on Saint Laurent. It is basically the legalizing prostitution and then just saying we're going to take the taxes from it. But basically, it's the sort of thing where you take the poster of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is normally red lips on a black background with Tim Curry's teeth in between it. You turn it onto a pink lips on a black background. You turn the name of the store into Debbie's Lips Inc. And then you tell everybody, you put big black plastic sticky things over the window so nobody can see inside at all. And then you tell everybody that there is a rather sort of discreet entrance in the back. And
I didn't even know this.
So it's not a sex store. It's a blowjob store. You go there to buy blowjobs.
I really thought it had nothing to do with that. Are you sure you weren't dreaming?
I don't know. You walk in. I'm not going to walk in.
Okay, I'll try that.
But it is, to all intents and purposes, it looks to me like a blowjob store.
Anyway.
But anyhow, back.
However, but this is digressing completely from the artist that I saw on Sailor Art. Because I even saw an artist with some canvas of his own paintings.
Well, yeah,
which is really nice.
Everybody comes out for the street fair because you get incredible markups. The margins on stuff that you sell during the street fair is ridiculous. It's almost
some of these artists had no venue themselves. You know, they're really promoting their own work just in a local context.
I realize, but then you realize it's
what I thought you'd talk about today.
I know, but it's a sort of thing where it's also that, you know, all those security guards that were walking up and down the street fair and so on, they go find those artists who are trying to make an honest living by selling their works and so on and so forth, and they ask them if they have one of those special passes that gives them. No, for the most part,
no.
None of
the
no.
Well, I think the artist I saw did, because he is a well-known artist. I think I saw his work in a gallery last month or so. I'm not sure if it's the same person, but I recognize his style. I think he even had some of his work at headquarters.
Okay, quite possible, but it is the sort of thing. No, they keep a sort of very tight control on who gets to make all the money on the street fair, and it's just another reason why I don't like it. And the other thing that's, while we're on the street fair, did you see the advertisements on the sidewalks?
Yes, I did see that.
It's horrible. It's which one? You start with Roadsworth, then you get to the blue-collar workers and the city saying, no, don't be throwing your cigarette butts and your gum on the street, and next thing you know, it's Nike.
It's really quite a fusion of corporate meets local meets I don't know what.
No, it's just corporate takes over every damn thing.
I don't
thing.
Know if it's so much that, because I mean, graffiti art was not considered to be part of a trendy art scene before.
Now it is.
Corporate, that's corporate, actually respected.
Corporate has taken it over.
I say respected, or you'll say corporate takeover, fine, but I'm just saying in the sense that there used to be such a great divide between the two trying to get it into it, and now people are actually being commissioned to even do graffiti art on
that includes
work, which is not a bad thing for people who need to make a living.
It includes product placement of various things like Exxon and BP and Toyota and other sort of various
graffiti art on a Toyota, is there?
No. In terms of all these guys who did bomb the Maine, they will, for exactly the same price, incorporate your iconography, the image of your choice, into their graffiti piece for no extra charge. And they all have, at various points, done very commercial things for, whether it's Trident Gum, which is owned by some other major corporation, or they've done the equivalent of Toyotas and stuff like that. And so it's the sort of thing where, yes, it's that corporations have successfully here, thanks to Sterling Downey, completely taken over the entire graffiti crowd, because they all just decided, well, this is like sucks, we could use some money. And so then Sterling Downey said, okay, well, let's get some money. And so he takes his cut and everybody else gets a lot of money, and then they go home happy. And yeah, I should probably like get off of this because it is a bright sunny Monday morning and I'm just being a grump.
We could actually have a debate about this, because I say there's still a scene, and I think there's still some people who are graffiti artists who are not necessarily going that path. I don't think it's fair to put everyone in that type of category. I'm not going to go into that because it's already 7:45.
Okay, so you want to have a debate, but you don't have any time for the debate.
I don't.
That's okay. As I said,
as tends to happen.
As I said, it's a bright sunny Monday morning.
But I'll save it for next week.
Okay. No, next week. Next week we have in studio guests.
Oh, well then
we have to be nice and polite.
I will email you.
We have to be nice and polite.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you, Zeke, for your your debate with me.
Sorry, I was such a grump.
It's okay.
Next week I'll be brighter and cheerier. I promise.
You know, you're human, Zeke. That is what is important, and for all of us to remember, all of us are human.